soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 11, 2020. It's clear to me by the judgment and understanding the Lord has given me that people have made their choices. Some have chosen the Lord, the others have not. And God has dealt long by sending conviction by the Holy Spirit. His yearning, prodding, and calling has largely been ignored. The state of the masses of religious people is not good. It's rather apostate and hypocritical, lukewarm at best, cold and callous at worst. There are too few that are faithfully abiding in Jesus as he commands. It is obvious by watching what the church-going communities say and do. They love the world. They have cozied up to God's enemy and give lip service to God. And he hates this. Jesus was asked about a deplorable thing occurring by Pilate mixing blood with sacrifices. But Jesus said, "Repent, or you will all likewise perish." There are many things we can cry about as the world sinks lower and lower into depravity. But Jesus instructs that unless you yourself as an individual have repented of doing the same things in your own self-ruled life, you will have the same damnation. Don't put your trust in lying words, as Jeremiah said. "Oh, the temple of the Lord is this and that." Or, "I go to church, I tithe, I do good things for people." The list is endless of things religious flesh boast, but the Lord is not pleased with hypocritical manners of the hypocrites. God is judging all the nations. He's judging the hypocrites too. In fact, great things of judgment are arriving even now. Plagues, pestilence, and following with famine, distress of the nations, tyranny and oppression, false religious masters and their doctrines, deceiving the gullible rebels. People believing all manner of falsehood. Why? Because they did not love the truth and showed contempt to God, Jesus, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and they've shut off the voice of God. Many of the religious have set up phony spiritual leaders that lead them into the ditch of deception. Truth has perished in the land. And that's the state of the world and the church world. They are synonymous. People have made their choice, the Lord is saying. They've made their bed, and they will lie in it too. They've sown to the flesh and will reap corruption. God is not mocked. People can put their trust in God where it belongs, but they put their trust in everything but him. Government, politicians, their money, the medical system, and drugs, spiritual gurus called, quote, pastors. Now the storm is coming and will beat upon the straw house that people have built for themselves, the foundationless house built on sand. They gave ear to endless sermons but never completely obeyed the word of God. Usually they ate up words of men as if they were the living, powerful word of God. They have become spiritually fat and weakened by the deadly chaff of men. They can't see spiritually. They're blind. They are weak and full of unbelief. Here comes the winds of tribulation. They will beat upon the false things people trust, and great will be the destruction. Jesus tells us this. It's true, and I believe him. Repent. Seek God with all of your heart. Break up your fallow ground. It has laid dormant and made hard as a rock by endless days after days not seeking God. Day after day of every man doing what is right in their own sight. But this has put them in a perilous position indeed. Few can discern the times and events that are cascading now. Few are prepared in the Lord. They never saw it coming. Just as in the days of Noah, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage right up to the day the floodwaters came and took them all away. Even so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man at his return. The music stops. And you are what you are, where you are. You either are in or out. Which is it? The righteous will be righteous still, and the wicked will be wicked still. People have made their choice, I say again. I can only speak as the Lord speaks. This is what he says. Jesus tells us, follow me. But do you? Learn from me. But do you? Come to me. Do you? These are the basic things of ABC. And if you've not done the ABCs, how do you expect to endure to the end that comes with X, Y, and Z? This world will pass away, it's written. All the things of it, its lusts, passions, and ways, the iniquitous greed, iniquitous pleasures, and the vain pride of life. I see these things heralded in the churches, in the mega churches. This is what sells. This is what makes their business successful in corralling the groups of cows and goats in their cults. Take a look at Amos 4. The ones that do as Jesus says realize this. They spend their time in the secret chamber in prayer. The Father reveals these things to them. They love him and hate what he hates and love what he loves. They see the contrast between the purity of the Word of God and its instructions versus the silly, pathetic messages of men glorying in their shame. Recently, I noted a megachurch boasting of a Christian celebrity sportsman as a guest speaker. Hooray! Yippee! Oh, wow! The crowd of goers run to the show to hear the vanity. They don't discern the hot displeasure of the living God. They are doing and loving the very things he hates. They thus become his enemies and spiritual adulterers sleeping with the world. This day warrants careful, sober living, attentive to God and his voice, keeping away from all the things he detests, loving his ways and being taught by him through the Spirit. The church world is wearing the wrong garments. They are dancing to the wrong tune. They are not aware of the late perilous hour we are in. Oh, well, they made their choice. It's so true. But now payday has come. God will repay. Quote, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay, unquote. Repentance is a great thing. It's a gift from God. People won't repent on their own whim. It has to be granted. Godly sort of repentance is one that brings life and a transformation. Worldly sorrow works death. People have chosen what they will do. Life or death? The thing is to fear is not a virus called coronavirus. The thing to fear is the Lord himself. Fear the leaven of hypocrisy and false doctrine too. That's what Jesus tells us to beware. Take heed, beware. But so many said no by their inaction. This virus of the leaven of hypocrisy, false doctrine, and sexual immorality leads to absolute total corruption and death. It leavens the whole being, far worse than the military operation of the coronavirus. The ones drunk from the elixir of Babylon cannot see straight. They cannot perceive the agenda that is setting up to round up the nations into the one world government and religion. They will use events as a global pandemic. They let the emergency and chain reaction of the events create the willingness of the population at large to accept their plan. It's a conspiracy. It's against the Lord and his Christ Jesus. It's against the people of God. This conspiracy is also against all living people of the world. It's in Psalms chapter 2. Their beast system is setting up now, and yet so few can perceive it. It's their own fault. They chose it. Seriously, what is more important than your own relationship with the Lord? Money? Marriage? Job? Entertainment? Are you too busy? People should have worked out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They should have sought to be pleasing to the Lord. They should have bought their oil while they could, but they chose not to. What can you say? What can the Lord say to these countless people that would not obey him? Time is running out. I urge all to evaluate their choices in lieu of the lateness of the hour.